We're doing the Avat Chesed, and Chafetz Chaim says, "V'chol ha'oskim b'inyan ze kegon ha'ne'emanim v'chen ha'govim ha'mot ma'mitnadvim l'ze z'chacham gadol b'mod me'od." And whoever facilitates, whoever is part of the organizational structure of the gemach, of the public fund, be it the people who are the treasurer, or the person who's the collector, or the person who prints out the signs, everyone who is involved in the public fund, in keeping it working, so they have tremendous wages waiting for them. They're included in what the verse says, he who chases after kindness and charity will find himself having life, charity, and honor. Because the treasurer, the person who's entrusted with the money, he's also included in what we call in halacha gabay tzedakah. Gabay tzedakah literally means those who collect charity. So he's not collecting, he's not running the fund in that end of the deal, but that doesn't matter. He's still responsible, and therefore he also has the merits that a gabay has. Ve'ita betanchuma. The Midrash Tanchuma says, Im chata adam nitrev mital ha-shamayim, if a person sinned and he's supposed to get the death penalty in heaven, so what should he do in order to live? If ordinarily he'd learn one chapter, let him learn two. And if he's used to learning one page, let him learn two. And if he doesn't know how to learn, so then let him go become in charge of the public fund. Let him be a collector of the charity to give out to the poor, and then he will live. Shneimal, the verse says, "Rodef tzedakah v'chased, imtza chayim tzedakah v'chavod." Thou sek b'gviat ha'maot, and the one whose job it is to collect the money, halo ha'me'aset chavro lidvar mitzvah, is causing his friend to partake of a mitzvah. V'yadu ma she'amru chazal, and everyone knows what our sages taught in Perek Chelek in the end of Tractate Sanhedrin. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Rabbi Abahu said, "Kol ha'me'aseh hu et chaveru lidvar mitzvah, whoever causes his friend to do a mitzvah, ma'ala alav ha'katuv kilu aso." The pasuk considers it as though he himself did it, as the verse says, "Umatecha she'akita bo tayor." God says to Moshe, "Take your staff that you hit the Nile with." V'chi Moshe hika tayor? Did Moshe hit the Nile? Moshe didn't. V'lo Aaron hikahu? It was Aaron who hit the Nile. Moshe told Aaron, "Hit the Nile." God said to hit the Nile with the stick. Aaron did it, and it's considered as though Moshe did it, because if you cause your friend to do it, to do what God says, it's as though you yourself did it. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.
Didn't Moshe not do it?